an idea.
Rabbi Shlomo Roberts.
Could be explained things a little bit better. The Medrash says, Hayom Rov Ayonis. Hayom Rov Ayonis. The Yamsuf saw and split. And there's various Midrashim, what exactly the Yamsuf saw. The famous one, Arun Shal Yosef, is one of the more famous Midrashim. But there's another Medrash which says, Hayom Rov Ayonis is saw. Klal Yisrael Boim Urchush Godel Bideim. They were carrying great wealth. And that's a strange medrash indeed. Meshav Aaron are standing there. No, doesn't split. For Klal Yisrael, Eden who has suffered so much, Ulechtech Achrei Bamidbo, Beres Neizerua, doesn't split.
Yes,
Klal Yisrael come, and they're carrying bags of great wealth. Oh, it's respect for great wealth. It doesn't add up. Doesn't make sense. What's the pshat in them? One more kasha. The pasuk says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu at the beginning, Kigei yezaracha beretz leElohem, Avodum v'ino isam arba meis shona, v'achri chen yetzu b'chush gadol." Avraham Avinu has been told that children, his einiklach, are going to suffer hundreds of years of shvera bitter godos. But Kilu will soften it a bit. There'd be a nice handout, a nice check at the end of it all. Chushgod. How in the world, how does a bit of money make up for genocide for Avraham Avinu of all people? That's a chizuk to Avraham Avinu. What does that help? The terrorists to all these questions, and that's how we make a shazecha of Chushgod, is that Avraham, that Klal Yisrael, the last thing a person wants to do when he's escaping, when he's running away from people who've tormented and made him suffer so long, is to give him an excuse to chase after him. The stupidest thing a person is, the prison door bursts open and he to chop something, the keys of the officer in charge, the Chanarishkeit. Go away, just run and, as far as you can, leave everything behind, don't take anything with you. Klausel did not want to take the Rechush Godel. That's why the Prophet says, Dabir Nozneom. Christ will have to be begged. We should take the Rechush Godel. They're going to chase us off. And Chazal Taka say, the only way Paroi managed to convince Mitzrim to chase Klal Yisrael is because they've taken our money. And Klal Yisrael knew that. But Klal Yisrael, if Rabbi Shalom says, take, they took. And that, in that taking the Rechush Godel, they displayed an incredible amount of Amunah Hashem. They trust Hashem. We're putting our lives in risk. We're doing something which is completely opposite to our welfare and good, and a chance of survival. We're going to do it. So when the Yamsuf saw Yisrael boy and Rechush Godel b'yadeim, it wasn't, they didn't split in honor of wealth. It was in honor of Klal Yisrael who had risked their lives and displayed such a munah of Hashem. That's what they split. And Avraham Avinu was told, 400 years Klal Yisrael will be, your children will suffer. Avraham Avinu was in great sorrow and great anguish over such a basura. His biggest worry, his biggest daig, his biggest concern was Vosud Blaim, what can be left of Klal Yisrael after 400 years of suffering? Who says there'll be a Klal Yisrael to leave? Of them zokt achachen yitz v'chush godel, and v'chush godel represents and shows the Klal Yisrael and the Maminim will be even through thick and thin, through such suffering, Blaim. So the zeichel and v'chush godel which we make on Leil Seder, with displaying our finest and our best dishes, is not the zeichel of the wealth. Of that there's like nothing left. Of the emunah which Klal Yisrael displayed, and not that kept Klal Yisrael through all the shveret sight and all the through thick and through thin. This is zeichel Rechush Godel. Move on to another short, small idea which I saw in the sefer by Yagid Moshe and Moshe Feinstein. Could be it's well known, but it's the many pshatim given, reasons given why we dafka break the middle matzah. Koyin Levi Yisrael, the middle matzah. Why dafka the middle? The top one, the bottom one. So he says the matzah. So he says an idea. Could be others say it too. To show that Shevet Levi, even though they didn't actually suffer physical suffering in Mitzrayim, but they felt every patch, every bit of pain and every bit of suffering that Klal Yisrael had, Shevet Levi felt with. The fact that they weren't physically feeling it was of no form of compensation to Shevet Levi. So Midka felt all along. That's what Ramesh Foundation said. That's why we break the middle of Matzah to show Yidden. That's the chelik of Klal Yisrael, is not just I'm okay. Never chelam of I'm okay. No such thing. Then the suffering that I'm suffering. A very quick little story brings there in the Sefer Vayagad Moshe. Moshe Feinstein Zochel Levrocha had a driver who took him every day to Shia. I think it says 12 o'clock. And he came one day at 12 o'clock, and Moshe is not coming downstairs. So he waits a minute or two. I couldn't write in it. So he goes upstairs, and the door was open, and he looks inside, and he sees that Moshe's crying. Got a big shock. Moshe's crying. So he just pops his head around the door. So Moshe got a shock. He says, time to go to Shia. He says, yeah, come, Shia, I'm coming already. Moshe got up, washed his face, whatever, and came downstairs. So the driver felt, he wanted to ask Moshe, is everything okay? What happened? What's the issue? So Moshe said, I don't know. So, you don't know? So he's sitting there crying like a young child, I don't know. So Moshe goes up, says, came into my house, Ayid, and he sat down, and he started talking. I couldn't really make heads or tails of what he was talking about. But he immediately burst out crying. I don't know what he was crying about. How can you look at a Yid who's crying and not cry with it? I don't know what I was crying about. This is the middle of Matzah. This is Shevet Levi. This is the Yachatz. Klal Yisrael are one. If Reuven's in pain, Shimon's suffering with him. That's the message of breaking the middle of Matzah. Kneged Levi. Another idea I saw. The minig, the halacha, the chiller halacha zichazoi, I don't know everybody manages always to achieve that, is to go through the agoda and eat everything before chatzos. As I say, some struggle with that one, but the halacha, that is definitely ideal. And lechayre, it seems a little bit strange, because before chatzos, nothing had happened. Only at Chatzos and after Chatzos, that's when Yitzias Mitzrayim really took place. Marcus Bukharis took place at Chatzos. Gantz Mitzrayim was in turmoil, in chaos, panic, Paris running around like a Meshuggah looking for Moshe Aaron. All happened after Chatzos. And Yitzias Mitzrayim was later. We're told everything before Chatzos. What's the idea of that? So it's all brought down from the Sefer Sukkas David, a Posh Tashena idea. Leil Pesach is a Laila fin Emunah. That's the tachlis of Leil Pesach, is to mechazik ourselves in Emunah, to give over Emunah to the family, to everybody's around. Emunah, nobody's got Emunah, this is a table, because we can see it's a table. Emunah is when you don't see something, when it's not clear, it's not obvious, it could be Nishna Zoi, and you believe Zoi get Zayin. When did Klal Yisrael display Emunah? After Chatzos, when they saw the Mitzrayim line, every house was screaming and shouting and panicking. That's not Emunah. They saw it's all happening. It was before Chatzos, where Yidden were told the Bereshit had been 210 years in Mitzrayim, and then Pari wasn't budging. He wasn't giving in, whatever, all the threats and everything. He wasn't done. The Bereshit said, it's all over, finished. This is the end of the show. It's finished. It's Shingendikt. Klal Yisrael should sit and eat Korban Pesach ready for Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's when Klal Yisrael displayed Emunah. They trusted. We don't know. We can't see it happening. Moshe Rabbeinu has tried time and again with the Makkas. We've had 9 Makkas. It hasn't, and nothing's happened yet. But Hashem said, but it's going to happen now. It's going to happen tonight. It's finished. That's when Klal Yisrael displayed Emunah. Oy bazoi, that's when we relive and we try to connect to that time of a Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim all those years ago, displayed such starkkeit and such festkeit in Emunah. So we tune into that. That's the Zman Emunah. After Chatzos, that's when it happened. But that wasn't Emunah. They only saw it in front of their eyes. And we mechal ourselves in Emunah in the Zman of Klal Yisrael displayed such incredible Emunah. And I'd like to add to this vote a beautiful vote stated in Maril Diskin. Maril Diskin teaches the Pasuk in Parshas Boy, which talks about Klal Yisrael preparing themselves for Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says, you should be all ready. Nalechem baraglechem, umakelchem beyedchem. what's his business about wearing shoes? Nalechim barak lechim. It's a bit of it sounds a little bit strange. You wear shoes. What's wearing shoes got to do with it? You'd be ready to go. You're ready to go. What's his nalechim barak lechim? All the man sheikh. We get one sheikh. We got mit sheikh. What's the sheikh got to do with it? So Bishua Leib Diskin says a beautiful vote. He says we know that Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ribbono Shel Olam said all the other makas were done via durch Moshe v'Aaron shluchim. And we say v'yetzayin Hashem Mitzrayim lo elidei malach lo elidei shliach al hakadosh baruch b'chovid v'atzmai. So Ribbono Shel Olam was in Mitzrayim that night with an incredible level of gilui hashchina. The rule is when Ribbono Shel Olam is around shal no lechem na'orech ma'arag lecha. That we're not even the sheikh. If so, says Bishua Leib Diskin, Klal Yisrael should have walked around without wearing shoes. Gave him a sheikh. From des vegans of the Torah, Rabbi Yisrael says, no. I want Klal Yisrael yes to wear shoes. Why? Because by wearing shoes, they are showing that they're ready, prepared to go. To me, to Rabbi Yisrael, to me, it's more important that on this night, rather than the covered that they would show me displaying, Shalom Alecha, taking off, a person taking off shoes, displays a level of achno, of his batlus, Tagodish Bochum. Again, sheikh is a bizarre, that's why shoes particular, it's a separate discussion. But shoes, is, taking off shoes is a display of achno. The Rabbi Yisrael, rather than the normal display of achno and covered, or Shalom Alecha, Alecha, Nalechem Baraglecha, I want Klal Yisrael to show me that they really believe that it's going to be that I'm coming and it's finished. They want to show me that emunah. This last bit of emunah I want to see from Klal Yisrael. Nalechem Raglecha, wear your shoes and show me that you really believe. Makelchem Yedchem, ready at the door, ready to go. That's the emunah I want. The emunah says the Rabbi Yisrael. The emunah is more important to me than the achlo, the covered. This point in time, that's why we attack the ikka of Leil Seder is before Chatzos, not after Chatzos. We mentioned before another idea. We mentioned before that Tzein Hashem Mitzrayim lo yede malach v'lo yede shliach v'yede sorach v'la kodesh boruch v'chvoyde v'atzmoy. And many very interesting shots in given. Why? Everything else was the Rebbeinu Shem doing it himself. Why did it have to be? So I think Kubi Nisosemis says because the Tumas Mitzrayim was so stark. If a Malach, even Malach would be infected by as a level of Tumah, but Asach Meridik Pshotim. I'd like to show you another idea. We have to remember that the whole Shibud in Mitzrayim was a preparation. Why exactly? How exactly is a different discussion. It's a preparation of Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim and going to Mekabel Torah. A grace of Chaylik or Kabbalah Torah to be a Yid, to live like a Yid, and to Mekabel Torah, but a Yid has to have a pride. Kabbalah Torah, Mitzis is a tremendous oil. We know that. We're very proud to have it, but it is a tremendous oil. There's Dovah Seren. Yeah, many of us up to late last night, that was. I mean, we're proud that we're doing this Gevaltik Mitzvah cleaning for Pesach. Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim was so downtrodden. They were so persecuted. They were so suffered so much. They were born to Avdus. They lived Avdus. Their fathers, their Zaydas, their Elter Zaydas were Avodim. They knew nothing but suffering. They were so downtrodden. They were so broken. And Rebbeinu Shem built the Klal Yisrael that is coming, ready and prepared to Mekabel Torah. Rebbeinu Shem had to rebuild the morale of Klal Yisrael. Rebbeinu Shem had to give Klal Yisrael Gevaltik a Chizuk. The whole idea of the Esser Makkos, let's think about it. The Ikka Tachlis, I'll be the Mephoshim was, or many Mephoshim, is they just say there's many ways, but they could have many things just to make them suffer. Give the Gefelech a Yisurim. The Gantz turn the world upside down with Azelcha Mina Makkos. The terrorists is a chelik of it was that they should be punished. Mida connected Mida. But chelik was to curb Klal Yisrael. The Bereishim is turning the world upside down in your honor. And it's not just them happening, it's in your honor, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's doing it. So Lali De Malav Ve'elitzor, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's me, with the Klal Yisrael should see everything's happening. The world's turning upside down, and who's doing it? The Bereishim, who fought for us? In that way, Klal Yisrael were given a Gevaltik Chizuk in their self belief, in their self morale, which lifted Klal Yisrael, because to be a Yid, to live like a Yid, one has to be proud to be a Yid. Otherwise it can turn into a bit of a struggle at times. And that's why it had to be Mufurish Miyuchad HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chavoyde V'Atzmai.
One second.
The in Haggadah, there's a beautiful vote here in the Sefer, the Haggadah of We're running out of time. I can see. I'm sorry. Let's say 15 minutes on the clock. No, give me one more. Just give me one more chance. A very nice vort, a very sadistic vort, Rabbi Yisai, in the parasha of. And we say, "Vanitzak el Hashem elokei aviseinu." Vayehi v'yom maram mehem v'yom os melech mitzrayim v'yonchu bnei Yisrael minu avoida. Yisrael krechtzed from the avoida v'yizoku v'tal shavosim elokim minu avoida. So Chazal tell us, and he quotes this, that Parei Chmona Litzlan was killing hundreds of Yiddish kinderlach the whole time, bathing in their blood, 300 a day. B'chayrim they were, yeah. So what's vayonchu bnei Yisrael min havoida? Vayonchu bnei Yisrael min from the suffering. What's the havoida? Yeah, so karisol dar the Chazal dash, and it means shoyched killing Yiddish kinderlach. But shedach min havoida. Shedach forget the pasuk. Chazal can dash and forget the pasuk. Yeah, and what's the vayonchu? And what's vayizoku? Vayonchu bnei Yisrael min havoida. Vayizoku. What are the two things? And Matal Shavos, the third point, Matal Shavosim el Olekim min Avoida. Matal Shavosim el Olekim. He said, Lach, Vayanchim le Yisrael min Avoida. Matal Shavosim, and they cried out, Matal Shavosim el Olekim, what's the min Avoida? Nachma min Avoida. Bring the door of Rom Pamzach el Rob, and he's a God, a vote from Rom Chechnev. Zaya Kodesh Shreit, a very sadistic thing which we all need to know. I'm sure we do know it, but Shaitan Posuk and Zoya Kodesh brings the Posuk and tell him, Tfilah la'oni ki atof. Oitof means rap. So the Zoya Kodesh, the Tfilah of an Oni, because an Oni is a Lev Nishbor. An Oni suffers, he's got a broken heart. One of the greatest Chassidic Jews said that nothing more wholesome than a Tzabrach and Yiddish heart. And the Tfilah of an Oni is Oitof, it wraps in and it brings in all other Tfilahs together. That has such a power. That even though the other people might be dominating there, or even a person himself who is at one particular point an oni and he's suffering, that can bring in together all the other tefillahs that he has davened not mitoch anius. He suddenly reached a matzav where he's desperate and he's tzebrochen and gansi davens. That will be oitav in a zerkos. You know, brings in all that will together bring. He brings in the entire as yidu yidin who used to dafka oizuchen a mokum tefillah where there was tzebrochen and yidin don. Doesn't you work that one out? But that's what he brings to the end. Clearly, so when they were suffering, they were davening. They were vayonchu. Vayonchu b'nei Yisrael min avoida. But then those tefillahs wasn't with the full lev nishbor. The vayizoku, that's what Chazal are darshening. When they reached the matzah, 300 Yiddish kinderlach were being murdered every single day. Then it reached a level of vayizoku. Then the Clearly, so became in guns and zebrach, and they couldn't anymore. They broke down completely and they shied to the Baishim by Yizaku is a very high level of tefillah. So the Vayonchu b'nei Yisrael min Avoida is taken from Avoida regular. That was only a number of krechts. But it wasn't more than that. The Vayizaku, when did it reach a higher level when it was a complete Klal Yisrael were in desperation? That was Vayizaku, and of them, the Ashna Chazal, they cried out because the children were being killed so in such a kufelch way. But Tal Shavosim Elo Alekim in Avoida, because there was Vayizaku on the suffering of the children, then Tal Shavosim Elo Alekim in Avoida, the tefillahs for what Klal Yisrael were suffering in Avoida also went up together. Tefillah l'oni kiyatif, it was ma'atif, it gathered together all the other tefillahs. And it's a great thing, you saw that tefillahs lev nishbos ein l'male emenu. Roshan Pesach.
The way you put it, that's how I told them.
I didn't know if this was meant to work.